Hannah New. Welcome to Upcoming Dis. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Good to be in LA. Yeah.
And how was your holiday?
Yeah, it was lovely. Pretty busy seeing family and rushing around seeing friends, but it was awesome.
Well, that's great. Well, I guess you kind of started your career doing kind of like Spanish movies and television and modeling and stuff out of Barcelona, and now you find yourself here on Black Sails. How'd you make that trip?
Well, it's kind of been a very interesting trajectory for me. I actually did Spanish and English as my first degree, and then I went and started studying acting in Spain, and then from there I started working out there. So, and I loved working out there, but I kind of knew that I needed to go back to the UK, get a British drama school training. That's the second to none, I think. So basically, I've managed to carve my way through Europe to America eventually, and then to Cape Town.
And then, so what interested you to Eleanor in Black Sails?
I think, obviously when you go for casting, you quite often only have two scenes. You might not even have the full pilot, and I think my first round I only had the first two scenes, and then eventually I got the full pilot. But she was just so feisty, and she was, you know, such a ball breaker, and I thought, this girl's going to be a lot of fun to play, and you don't very often get really strong women. Not from casting of like my age, and I think really seeing someone and bringing to light a female part of the piracy story is really important to me. And I think I'm just really excited about a pirate drama that wasn't based in cliches and was actually something gritty and real. And playing a woman who's going to tell pirate women.
Yeah, well, you break a lot of cliches here. I mean, especially in the pirate genre, we're used to the female leads being the damsel in distress, and you're anything but. You're kind of telling a lot of these captains and crews what to do, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think, like, it was really interesting when I started to research it, and I started to realize, actually, of course there were women who were running the businesses. You look at a lot of the fences were in London, a lot of them were tavern owners and were female.
Right.
But, you know, they kind of never made it into history books.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like a war situation where the men would go off to hunt for these prizes and the women would be back in the port making sure that all business ran smoothly and everything was ready for when they'd come back and stock up. So, to me, that was really fascinating that whole section of history and the whole section of the mechanics of piracy.
And Eleanor has some rather complicated relationships, both with the captains and some of the people on the island. Who's your favorite character to work off of?
I think for me, what was really interesting was, you don't see much of it actually in the first season, but it was one of the most kind of distinctive parts of who Eleanor was, and that's her relationship with Scott. And I think that's the time when you actually see vulnerability behind this hard woman, the real human behind this very driven young woman. And I think, for me, that was the most interesting point, because then when she loses him, I think that's even more of an interesting point, because that's how does she evolve into being an independent woman who has absolutely nobody. So I think that dynamic was really, really interesting. And you know, you see little bits of vulnerability, obviously, when she's with Max.
Right.
And I think those two characters were kind of the most interesting to me, because she was most honest with them.
Yes.
Most clear. And I think that was stripped away from her very quickly.
Well, and you get an idea of the history between her and Scott, that he might have been more of a father figure to her than her own father.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, I think that the connection they have there goes way beyond, you know, the relationship of her father's employee.
Sure.
It's absolutely that he brought her up. And I think her value system and her sense of morality really come from him, which is when she lies, I think that's, and she realizes she's disappointed him, I think that's where she really starts to doubt who she is and realize that she's, you know, evolving into something that she maybe can't control. control, and I think that that's a very difficult point for a young woman to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's having to think on her feet constantly. So how does she come out the other side of that without completely undermining everything that Scott has taught her? So I think there's a lot of interesting questions that come up with her relationship with Scott and with Max.
Yeah, and you get the sense that there's a kind of misfire in the communication between them, that they both actually want the same things, but somehow find themselves not understanding that fact, and almost in opposition at some point.
I think they both want the same things, but their tactics are going to differ immensely, because Eleanor wants immediately. She's impatient, and she's stubborn, and she's after immediacy, and she's after getting back her business.
Mm-hmm.
Known her entire life, and I think that's immaturity in a way. That's just her not seeing the bigger picture, and I think
sure.
She then loses all of her confidants and all of her people that would advise her, and so
mm-hmm.
she then carries on making a few rather erroneous decisions.
Yeah, well, she ends up kind of backing Flint and his grand idea of eventually making this island its own government and its own protectorate and such. Where do you see Eleanor's role in that future that Flint's trying to build for the island?
Yeah, I think she really does see herself as kind of this overarching businesswoman that will maintain her hold on the commerce of the island,
mm-hmm.
especially if she feels that she has a governor who's on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if she feels that she can expand the commerce to involve, you know, people from the interior and the farmers. And, you know, to her, she has this big vision of it being a republic.
Right.
A people's republic, and not having to answer to Whitehall. So she sees herself as kind of the capitalist in the middle of all of that, kind of controlling and doing what she's been doing for years, but legitimately.
Yeah. Now, where was the island stuff filmed, or where is that filmed where you guys do most of that?
Actually filmed at a back lot in the studios in Cape Town,
mm-hmm.
but it's no back lot like we've ever seen before. It's immense. It actually is the size of a town.
Wow.
Everything you see there is real. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have a real Tanner's, we have a real Cooper's, we have a real tavern, we have a real brothel. And I can look out of my tavern and look straight into Max's window. You know, I can walk down the street and walk onto the jetty and send, you know, envoys off. Like, I can walk into my warehouse. And
right.
For me, like, to have that kind of homogenous world where you don't have to suspend disbelief, you can just be there and
mm-hmm.
and really feel the energy of the place, it's
right.
quite magical.
Now, Eleanor spends most time on the island. She doesn't get to go out in the high seas adventures that some of these pirates do. Would you like to see Eleanor go out in one of these raids one of these days and be out on the high seas?
I would love her to get super kick-ass and become a pirate in a way. I'd love to see her do the dirty work that
uh-huh.
a lot of the pirates have to do for the wages that they might get from her and really try and get a real perspective of what I could see it like.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think it would be awesome if she had to do that. And I keep saying to them, I was like, when's she going to get a sword? when can I have a dagger, please?
Well, did you have to go through some of the pirate camp that some of the other actors did?
Not quite as intensely as the lads did. Jessica and I trained together,
mm-hmm.
and so we did a lot of training and then a little bit of stunts training, but nowhere near what the guys had to do. But I've still got fingers crossed that one day I'll be sent off to pirate boot camp.
But you're up for the action, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. In fact, I might even go off and learn to sail myself.
Have your own ship, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, and another question is, most of the guys and most of the cast here, they seem to be kind of in the same costume. There's not a lot of costume changing, but Eleanor, that's a little bit different. You get to kind of, you know, change your wardrobe a bit. You get to kind of, you know, have a little more feel for you know, your emotions being reflected by what you wear. Do you find that to be better, or would you rather be like they are and just rough it?
I love being able to change And I think her, what she wears is very much projecting who she wants to be and who she has to interact with that day. So I love the fact that she can kind of, she's essentially power dressing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I actually think that's the amazing thing. And obviously, with each haul that comes in, if there were amazing silks or, you know, incredible artifacts or jewelry from Far East, I think she would probably have first pickings. So it was so much fun working with costume, and they're so awesome, and they have so many incredible ideas, and they get the most beautiful things.
Yeah.
So really developing a character with them was such a blessing. It's interesting, and also because she doesn't have to conform to the societal norms. You know,
exactly.
She doesn't wear a corset. She doesn't, you know, and little details about her status, like her keys that she has on her belt the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all things that I got to work with costume on and really develop a huge backstory about what everything meant, down to every single ring she wears or, you know, the necklace she wears. So.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. Do you have a lot of input into her wardrobe and into her personal effects?
It's actually an amazing kind of collaborative process. I think more than anything, though, they are just so talented. They come up with the most beautiful items, and I'm kind of blown away by it. And then we talk a little bit about, you know, obviously I've had to do a bit of horse riding at other points, and so... Mm-hmm. Then talking about, I don't think she would ride side saddles, she'd be trained by men. So, you know, we had to kind of design a type of trouser for her.
Right.
Kind of look like a skirt. So, yeah, it's really interesting working with such talented people who can come up with beautiful, amazing ideas.
Sure.
They do still fit into the time period. They still, even though it's anachronistic to what we know as a woman wearing, you know, the materials and the things that she is choosing to wear are kind of adapted male.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
And Eleanor gets to do a lot of romantic entanglements and such in this show, too. Are those scenes difficult for you to do? Do they do a good job of making things comfortable for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's doing those scenes are always going to be awkward, but we're a close-knit cast, and there's a lot of trust, and we're close with the crew as well, and there's a lot of trust there, and it's always a very tight, close set, and we always have, you know, very... kind of detailed production meeting before to really ensure that there's no ambiguity. So, you know, all of those things are in place for you to be able to just go and be there truthfully without having to be self-conscious and worry about stuff. So I think, you know, that's the most important thing, because the only reason that those scenes exist is to really articulate something about this character.
Sure.
And they have to be as detailed in each movement or each interaction as a dialogue piece would be. You know,
right.
Everything has to be motivated. So, yeah, it's always going to be awkward, but it's definitely a very safe environment.
But that trust is really important, isn't it?
I think the trust is essential. Because we all hang out and we all get on really, really well, it's something that's not a challenge.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to share your experiences with Black Sails for us, and I hope to see more of it in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gino.
You take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.